Once baseball starts, that's all I have time for.
You got the 2-4 in it.
Call the meeting to order at 6:34. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. Can we have a roll call for you, please?
Present.
Commissioner Boakley is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase.
Present.
Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Matthewson.
Here.
Commissioner Plikas.
Here.
And Commissioner Schober is absent. Commissioner Scone.
Present. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay. To act and to consider an act and a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 15th.
Oh, I make a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Matthewson.
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Recreation Director's Report for June 2024.
Year end is coming up in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. So we are busy touching base with those accounts with finance. Speaking with the director, she will be making all transfers for all departments if there are any. One's in a deficit, which we will have two, potentially three, depending on the Camp Oakdale bill when that comes out. And again, as the second bullet, the playground that is going to be at Desjardins Park. I already have one design in, waiting for two others to be updated since last fall. So once those are in, I'll present those to you folks, and we can make a decision as to which one, as long as it's under budget. They will be doing all the work this time. It won't be any half of their folks and half of Public Works installing this thing. That was just too much for John's guys to do. They're just too busy, so they won't be able to do that. Forest Farmers Market opened up the 18th to roaring success. They had one last night. Also a good turnout. Eventually we're gonna have some vendors there with their own produce, like vegetables instead of just meats, so. But you have to wait for it to grow first, they say. Summer camp, we are, other than next week, we are full in every week. We have a waiting list of kids getting in. And what I do is I take a look at what our average attendance is for the day. Where's 230 is our max, and if we're only averaging, say, 210, for example, I'll take 10 or 15 kids off the wait list so that they can participate, and even then, we don't get all of them to come. I don't think in the 14 years I've been here, we've actually had 230 kids at camp on any given day, so we'll still take their money. So yeah, everything's going well. As you know, the carnival, as you said, we made $17,533. We'll be doing the income and expense report in July that I'll send to you. I'm hoping that'll be ready for our next meeting. And none of us who have touched base with the carnival company have heard from them at this point for about next year, if I'm correct.
Sorry. I did hear from him. He's going to carnival last weekend and this weekend, and then he should be able to look at his calendar because he'll actually be home. But the confusion, like I was emailing you guys, was just Father's Day weekend versus the third weekend in June. So I'm verifying that.
Other than that, we should be good. We've got we've had several non-residents trying to use residents' addresses to get into our camp. So we've been able to sniff that out, fortunately. There's one that's questionable right now that we're looking into, but because they are taking up a spot since we're full from a Montville resident. So they're claiming that since dad lives in town and there's shared custody, the kid can come, which is fine with me because he supposedly spends the summers with dad, but dad's not even on the list of people who could pick him up. So red flag.
I have a question. I guess I don't really understand. You have 230 people signed up for summer camp.
Yes.
But they don't have to pay for summer camp at that time?
They do.
They do. They pay for the whole...
Mm-hmm. So they pay for the weeks that they've signed up for.
Yeah. Okay, so they only... So they either sign up for a week or the whole camp, or...
They can sign up. Most of the kids are there for all 7 weeks. There's some that are only here for two. Some are for five. Some are there
for
2 weeks.
So when people don't
leave and come back...
When people don't come, and you said you let other people come...
Correct.
But isn't it already fully booked? I'm confused. Can't you end up with too many people?
We haven't. For some reason, I'm sure several reasons, not all the kids show up on any given day. So if we have 230 signed up, only 210 are coming any day of that week. It may be the same 20 kids, or it could be 20 different kids, but there's never all 230 that show up. So by taking the ones off the wait list, we increase the revenue. We still are under the 230 mark.
And you run a small risk of having 280 kids show up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to understand it. Okay.
Hasn't happened in 14 years, so
yep.
I'll probably just jinx it.
And those people on the wait list, have they already paid up, or do
yes.
they pay as they come?
Yep, they've prepaid, and if they don't get in, we send them their money back. Same with the trips. Two-thirds of the trips are full. The ones that are not, believe it or not, are the Connecticut Sun game and the Sea Unicorns game, which are back-to-back Wednesdays, which is odd because we usually fill those.
Yeah. We'll talk a little more about the carnival later on.
Yep.
But when can the work or the bids be awarded for the basketball courts and or playgrounds?
They'll
is that
start
July
work,
1st
yeah.
or is that?
They'll start putting the bid together next week.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't put those together, but I've been on them and on them and on them. So they have the bid specifications I took from Norwich and the estimate for that as well. So they'll be using that as the bid specifications and add our stuff, sprinkle
and
it.
And Public Works is going to do the?
Actually, the Finance Department sends out the bid specifications.
Okay.
So, yeah. And she's actually been out all this week. She's ill. So she hasn't been able to work on it. But as soon as that work can get done, yeah, that's, we're going to hop right on it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on the director's report? Okay. Report from finance.
Yeah, you see that there. It's we have one that's part-time rec programs. That's some needed supplies for summer camp. And then, of course, the refunds for rentals at 1924. So those will be zeroed out. And as you can see, there's some balance, quite some large balances in a lot of those accounts, and that's purposefully done so that I can balance out when the part-time Camp Oakdale at 4536 will be overspent by the end of next week. Again, that was something that happened last July.
Yeah, I think I remember asking you last year.
Yep.
Basically, you have 23,000 left. Do you anticipate at the end of June being in a deficit, or will that 23,000 be enough to cover all the expenses?
Yeah.
For everything, right?
23,000. Well, I'm not. What number are you
available? But I'm looking at the bottom. At the, like right now, the available budget. Oh, I'm looking at an older one. Never
yeah,
mind.
You're looking at 90.
I'm looking at the one you sent out yesterday.
Like there's definitely.
Yeah, this one was just done this afternoon. So
there's $9,000 left.
Yep. Right.
Is that enough money to cover all your expenses through Friday?
No. It'll be close, but.
That I don't know, that surprised me last year. It surprised me this year that we don't know about this sooner, and that we don't have to try to do something about it.
I told you that account was going to be overspent last July. When the budget came out, there had been a $20,000 reduction in the line item. Had been done at I believe it was at the council meeting that they adopted the budget. I guess they were trying to get to a number for mill rate. They took money from three or four different accounts.
I'm just not smart enough to figure out where the money comes from to cover those deficits. So
other
maybe someone can enlighten
yeah.
me at some point.
Yeah. I'm sure other departments like ours, this is pretty much the first year we haven't been in the black. So other departments that are in the black will help those who are not.
Offset it.
Yep.
So finance will take care of
Yeah, they do all the transfers. They're probably, as I spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, she probably won't do that until August because we still have bills coming in July for stuff that was purchased in June. So they're looking at July just before the auditors come to balance everything out.
So. Yeah, I know in my business, if we were going to run a deficit, people would have us stop spending, you know, a couple months before. So, again, I don't know.
Yeah, and a lot of those I did that, so, yeah.
Okay. Any questions on the finance report? All right.
No questions, just an observation that it's good to see the in the facility usage page that attached to the budget report that facilities such as the large pavilion area are used, just as we know that they are popular at this time of year, or they're used for events when people bring in groups, family members, birthday party, gender reveal, banquet,
yeah.
have you. It's a popular area. And I'm really glad to see the work done on the pavilion itself to improve it for the benefit of those people recently. The whole area, I think, is an area that people realize is tranquil and beautiful as it is, and we can always make improvements, but I'm glad to see the investment.
Okay, July newsletter.
The big blank spot on page one, because I haven't picked the movie yet. I'm working on that the rest of this week. And we have a movie night that'll be done in August when it gets dark enough, early enough. I made the mistake when you were holding one in July, and it was like 10 o'clock at night before it got dark enough to show the movie. And it was a kid's movie, so that didn't work out so well. So, yeah, we do it middle to late August, and then it's a Saturday night at the football field. So once I pick out whichever movie's going to be fairly popular, then we'll pop that one in there.
If you need any recommendations,
sure, send them over. You got some right now, do you?
I have plenty.
What's that?
I have plenty.
Oh, send them. I got a few of my own, but I'm old, so my kids are in their 30s, so I don't really not in touch with the cartoon movies, animated movies, or anything like that. So, Inside Out 2, or
I'm in my 30s and I'm so
Minions.
Well aware.
Other than that, it's a fairly long one this year, this month, so this will be going out, of course, Monday.
Yes, Kate? Yes, you may.
Peter, is there going to be food, like are you using the concession stand for the movie night, or what's the plan for that?
We normally bring up the popcorn machine from Youth Services and give out free popcorn. And we have water there as well.
Thank you.
Yep. It's really
Anything else on the, about the newsletter? Thank you. Okay, unfinished business. Excuse me. discussion of the approved budget. I meant to ask you, Pete, you know, to so the operating budget and the capital improvement plans, I assume, are all approved now and finalized. And I wanted to have you let us, all of us, know what ended up happening, because sometimes things get taken off, things get moved around, and we don't really formally get told about that. So I know I didn't discuss this with you, so maybe for next month you could, you know, let us know what ended up getting approved as far as the capital equipment
plan.
What
was approved and what and how much money it was.
Correct.
Approved.
Just so we, there was some misunderstanding. We had certain amounts, and I know things got, again, moved around. Just so we understand what is going on. So we'll kind of table that till next month. Discussion of projects and funding status. Again, I've been throwing a spreadsheet in of where we are with status of projects and, you know, money that's been allocated. I imagine at some point the COVID funds are going to have to get spent or pulled back. But maybe next month again we can. I know it's you can blow it up on your computer screen, Pete. But again, it's one place where all the things we've been talking about over the years is. Next month we can update some of the numbers in there for capital improvement, and then I will roll in some of the walk around recommendations in there. So we, I think last year we ended up presenting the bottom part of that list to John Carlson at Public Works for just kind of the maintenance items that were identified at the various areas, and he worked on them as he could. So again, we'll talk more about the project next month. Food truck rules. You presented us something a couple months ago on a list of. And we never really provide you any feedback, and I think this was on here to say, you know, since we haven't provided you any feedback about them, that you're free at your discretion, I would think, to move forward with them.
Yeah. So the next step, I'll bring those to the TARP group that meets, the sub committee from the town council. They'll make sure that those rules are in line with what the town said, and probably even the town attorney will take a look at them. Then we'll put them into to practice. Which will be good, because when we get into the winter, that's when folks wanted to use the Fair Oaks Community Center for putting their food trucks there on a Saturday, as everybody was going to sports games or the transfer station or wherever else they were going by, because it's such a busy area. Not a bad idea, as long as they don't take up too much room, of course, because we do have rentals and classes and all kinds of fun things going on there on weekends.
I don't know. Did you remember seeing the rules? They were emailed out at one point to everybody.
I do remember. Yeah.
And I don't know if, you know, we have to take any kind of formal vote on it or anything, but he presented them for comments, and none of them, I never heard any comments from anybody, so I think we'll just let it roll.
I didn't have any comments at the time, and I don't know.
Okay. Farmers market update.
Farmers market. So the last 2 weeks, or I should say the first 2 weeks, have gone really well. The as far as I'm concerned, anyway, the opening day was a little light from what, you know, we saw last year, but I think the heat kind of kept. Well, I should say we think the heat kind of kept a lot of people away, because it was It was sweltering out that night. But the vendors seem happy. They seem like they're having a good time, and they're selling quite a bit. So I think it's going well. Yes.
Is there a way to count how many people are showing up?
I'm not putting wristbands on people.
No, I was thinking I have a clicker. But I mean, if somebody was at the entrance to the parking lot, they could see the people who cross the street, click, 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 or the people who drive in for handicapped parking. You see them drive by. Oh, there's three in the car, click, 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 and you come up with a number at the end.
The chair recognizes Kate.
Thank you. So we did try to do that last year. It was really hard, though, because really the only two people on the committee at the time that had the ability to do something like that was Flo or myself, and we're always running around doing other things. However, we do have some volunteers this year.
Oh, good.
And I actually have a clicker, too. And I was thinking that one of our volunteers, he gets there and he helps unload cars, and then he kind of doesn't have much to do in between, help, and then when the vendors are done, he helps load their cars back up, so he could probably do that. I put him in a chair right by the street.
Yeah, and even some of the vendors bring siblings or spouses or uncles, aunts, whatever, that help set up, and then they kind of walk around and they shop as well. So
right. Well, last night we also had the dancers, and I just think that that's really important to mention, because they came out in that heat and they danced their little hearts out on that stage, and they did a great job. And, you know, that did bring in a lot of people as well.
Yeah. I thought it was amusing. One of the pictures that you posted actually had my grandmother in it.
She was dancing?
No. I do want to, at our next meeting, talk about the handicap parking, though, because I did see a couple people over there that did not have a handicap sticker.
We're already on it.
Okay. Yes.
I just, you know, while we're saying pleasant things about the farmers market, I just, you know, think it's wonderful what those involved have turned it into now that you've hit your stride on that site. You know, I can think back to not too long ago at all, really, when the farmers market was held in a parking lot, and to move it to an area that has some nature, some natural surroundings, and so on. I think it's something that people really enjoy.
Absolutely.
Nice job.
I agree.
Okay, Carnival Committee update.
Carnival went really well. I think it was well received by everybody that came, to be completely honest. Friday was a little light with the impending rain. We still had plenty of people there, but it was just wasn't necessarily as many as we normally have on a Friday night. Saturday, though, as soon as it hit 4 o'clock, that line went halfway down the sidewalk, and it did not stop until 9 o'clock at night, which is fairly impressive considering the fact that it closed at 10. So I got a lot of compliments on the fireworks. They thought those were wonderful. And I mean, next year I'm just gonna work with everybody and try to make it bigger and better, and my goal is to overtake some more fields.
Yeah, I mean, everything about this year was positive. The new carnival vendor alleviated probably half the amount of work that the director and the committee had to do, if not more. They totally were organized. They were ahead of any issue. Not that there were any issues. They thought of everything. They truly were professional. The rides were great. They were very accessible and answering questions. I would imagine next year, if we're trying to book them, that's what we want to do. We want to book them now for next year. I think they'll bring more rides. I mean, they judge how many rides to bring basically on whether the rides have people on them all the time. And I know the adult rides were had lines at them.
Yeah.
To them, that means they need more rides.
Yeah.
The children's rides, I think, had lines at them.
Yeah.
So I think they, you know, I think they were happy with us. We were happy with them.
Oh, they were.
And,
oh, and I would just like it noted that there was fried dough, and there was candied apples, and there was lemonade.
I will also note for the record that Kate was wrong as to how much fried dough I ate over the course of the weekend. Okay.
There was an over-under on that.
We should have taken bets on the over-under on that, but...
Mr. Chair, may I?
Yes.
Thank you. So I also want to mention about the new vendor that the first night that I was there talking to him, he immediately said, the front of this with all, he said, I front-loaded this carnival too much. I needed to spread these rides out more. He was very reflective and admitted when something probably wasn't up to standards. He felt that wasn't up to his standards, and that was nice to see. That he realized, you know, this is something I could fix next year, something I could do better. And it was just nice to work with somebody so professional.
Yeah. It was funny. The layout was you walked in the front and you didn't even know it, but you really couldn't get out until you came back to the front. It was, everything was put together, almost not like a maze, but there was a purpose to everything. So it was nice to see. Okay, facility walk-around presentations. I'll take the hit for Morgan and myself. We have not done the Camp Oakdale Recreation Complex. We're 2 months delinquent now. We will sign up to do that for July. I believe Mr. Carver still has to do his, and then John, if you're ready for Mastaway.
Sure.
Okay.
I was assigned the Mastaway property, and I have to say that I did this in a couple of phases because I missed a couple of meetings at which I expected to make this presentation, and so I went back and, you know, saw some, you know, certainly the progression of the springtime growth of grass and so
let
on.
Let me interrupt you. The problem with that is it could have been mowed 2 months ago, and it may not be mowed now.
Well, that's it, exactly.
And I don't mean to steal your thunder, but...
You know, it's sort of the same thing that Public Works faces with mowing the roads and so forth, I think. I do believe in talking to the Public Works Director a little while back about the mowing of roads, and the criticisms that people kind of lob at him for not getting it done. You know, if you do it too early, it all grows back, and it's a big job. And so while I would not expect I wasn't out there at the Mastaway property for probably a couple of weeks, so something may have changed on site. I can't speak to an up-to-the-minute situation. But mowing is obviously a thing at this time of year. I would certainly expect that as we move forward in future years with that area, that not only the protocols might change in terms of mowing, size of areas mowed, and so forth. But just to remind folks who came along a little later after the acquisition of this parcel, this was land about 30 acres or so just to the north of Camp Oakdale that the town council had acquired several years ago, and then more recently the town council is differently comprised, took a very wise step and went through the process of dedicating that land as permanent open space for different kinds of recreational uses than we do elsewhere, not for baseball fields and active use, but for passive recreational use. And we've tossed around ideas, not just walking, but one idea was frisbee golf that was, you know, and seemed to be a bit popular, or more than a bit, judging from Facebook comments and things like that. And before getting back to the walk around, I'd point out that we're all busy, but again, I would repeat the invitation that's been extended to us by my friend Rob Valenti, who, when he's not busy selling cars, runs a facility called Dragonfly Farm in Mystic, which is probably the largest and most popular frisbee golf facility in the area. And it looks like a farm. It looks like open space. It's used for different purposes, and it's a great frisbee golf facility. Rob's told me anytime we or a small group of us want to go and take a look at how he's done that. Part of my point is if we pursue that, opening up of space, I think, is going to be quite important based on his experience, based on the experience out in Salem at their park where frisbee golf is enjoyed. There was sort of a preliminary plan put together by the engineer that sort of kind of created these sort of fairways, you know, between the trees. But when you scale them and you know how quickly trees grow in and so forth, it looked to be a real maintenance-intensive problem. So we may want to revisit that at some point. But anyway, the facility was improved in terms of over the last few years in terms of its access to the public by creating an opening in the wall, right as close as could be to the athletic field area parking lot. So for anybody who wishes to enter that way, it's very quick and it's convenient. And there's a nice path that takes you along the boundary wall, up what amounts to Raymond Hill to the top, and ultimately all around the property, although Public Works has been working to sort of reconquer what's grown back of the old trail that went around the perimeter back when the Mostaways owned the place. I did encounter beer cans and so on at probably the very far limits of where you can drive a car on those trails, and ruts in the mud and so forth, indicating that people are getting in from the 163 side. And I think we ought to probably look at a gate that would limit that. That's a low-cost improvement that could be maybe looked at in next year's budget. There is also the dilapidated and really collapsing barn structure right adjacent to the 163 entrance, and that is really something we would need to look at removing, or at least, you know, reducing to a stable ruin, let's say, the stone and concrete before people really get to that area.
If I may, I somewhat remember discussing this at one point with Public Works, and that they were going to put that on their list to remove that a couple of years ago.
I remember talking about it as well. It would seem very easy. I mean, honestly, it would be a very easy project as a, you know, Eagle Scout service project, except that demolition probably is not within the realm of the sort of thing that, you know, we probably would recommend kids do on the site.
Once we determined and had the archaeological study done, and they determined that was not a building that, you know, should be saved, I guess, is what they're finding.
Right. I mean, it's mostly of cinder block construction, right, which tells you something about the you know, the age of it. You know, maybe a few stone wall remnants that you know, could be looked at being, you know, retained just for whatever merit they would have. And you know, possibilities certainly all around the site are there, and again, the areas that the reduced area that's remained open space in the literal sense, and that the town does mow, is attractive, you know, beautiful, and I think that, you know, those people who do know about it and are able to get out there, I encountered one couple on one of my visits, and then on a Saturday, two individuals along the Camp Oakdale side of the site. And, you know, they both were thoroughly enjoying it and probably pretty glad that not a lot of people knew about it. So.
Well, so I think that's something we need to improve on. You know, it doesn't show up on any of our walking maps. We need to, you know, put that on the list to get that added.
Does it have on the sign down in front?
We don't have it. We don't. Most of our trails are not marked well, where they start, where they end. We should have some signs that
Yeah, and I think we have, you know, some trails there and could have a pretty good perimeter trail, again, just by opening up what already exists or has existed recently before, you know, getting too far out of hand with different trail systems. If we just do that, incorporate it into the signage at the entrance to the site, I think with a little bit of explanation,
easy to achieve. People from coming in the other way up off of 163. I'll share with you, I talked with everybody. I talked to Matt from Public Works pretty extensively at the carnival. And he had, they have issues mowing because some of the trail is wet.
Yes.
And the equipment they have right now will get stuck up there if it's a little too damp. So they kind of have to pick and choose when they go up there. Sometimes you don't know, you know.
Well, you know, farmers worked with the weather, but they have the Public Works has its own other needs and schedules that makes it difficult to do that. So maybe a little bit of gravel or something in places.
Right. They weren't saying they needed any new equipment to do anything, but at some point there is some natural remediation you can do to.
And the thing is, Rocky, it's really just a couple of relatively small, what I'll call choke points of mud. And I think with some,
because I've walked that probably five or six times over the years, and you know, I've found those squishy spots from time to time. So,
and the other thing, of course, is in making these improvements. Again, I mentioned the circumstance of the circumstances of the town's ownership and dedication of the property, in which the council created sort of a dual management function with the Conservation Commission. You know, that is what was done, so we probably need to respect that and kind of bring them into that process a little bit. But getting back to my walk around, I saw a site with vast potential, but we're not quite to the point where it's really usable except for the adventurous, let's say. But with the creation of that circular trail, you know, reestablishment of that circular trail and a little bit of signage at the ball field parking area, I think we'd be up and running. And, you know, going forward from there, again, like I said, if Frisbee Golf remains on the agenda, again, I've been authorized to re-extend that invitation to check out what could be a comparable facility.
We've got to make that happen. So, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, new business. To consider and act on a motion to accept the recommendation of the Montville Community Center Building Exploratory Committee to build a new community center without a natatorium at the Fair Oaks location. Details of this recommendation are contained in the document Community Center Exploratory Building Committee Report.
Commissioner Matheson makes a motion.
Seconded.
Okay, discussion. Thank you. You didn't need to get hit this time.
I did not.
The exploratory committee, we put together a little report, looked at basically a lot of data starting back from 2002. Many of the things in this report were brought to light back in 2002. Thank you, Commissioner Chase, for digging that out for us. That was a really big piece of the puzzle and good information because it's not really contained in our readily accessible records anymore. So
there are a lot of interesting corners of the town clerk's office. once you know where to find things.
And you know, we looked at you know, basically narrowed this down to three options. One option was, and again, I think the report. I actually asked Katie to post this on our as meeting materials, but it didn't make it. I'll have to talk to her on, because I think it would be good for public to see this, but anyway, you know, we talked a few years ago about the probably the number one need would to be more gymnasium space. associated locker rooms and things like that. So anyway, that turns out, I won't go into too much detail on this, that turns out to be option one was to build a new gymnasium attached to the existing Fair Oaks school. During that process, it might allow us to segregate the youth services, if that's a good word, youth services space, so they had more secure space 24 hours a day. We came up with square footage for that. We had talked. We had a ability to talk to an architect a little bit about, gave us some square footage costs, and that option would be about $10 million. Option two would be basically to tear down the Fair Oaks School and replace it with a totally new community center, including this new gymnasium facility. We feel that option would fit at the Fair Oaks space based on our totally we're not architects, but based on the square footage and throwing little pictures on that space, we thought that would fit at the Fair Oaks space. And again, that option was about $18 million based on cost per square foot. And then option three was that facility adding a natatorium or a pool. And that third option, we questioned whether it would actually fit at the Fair Oaks location. Further studies would have to be done to see if it would fit, and if it doesn't fit, you'd have to find new land to build that. And that option was about $24 million. One of the factors with that is that the operating costs of the pool, we thought, were from what we could gather, would be about $1 million a year. You basically hire somebody full-time to run the pool for you, plus, all the associated stuff, staffing you need. Excuse me. So anyway, those were the three options the committee came up with. Option two is what we would recommend. What we'd like to do is get concurrence from this group, and then we'd like to pass it on to the town council and let them take it from here. You got anything more to add to that?
No, I think you hit it all right there, Rock. I think you guys did most of the work there. I came in at the tail end of it, but I think you covered everything. Now let's just turn it over and see what happens.
Yeah, I think the intent would be, again, moving forward, is that the town council would take our recommendations, make changes to it, and then decide whether they want to formulate a building committee to take this to the next step. So if there's no changes to the motion, I guess I would like to have a...
Is this the discussion or the discussion?
You let me know. What do we have to do? End the discussion?
Well, I was just going to say, if you want to...
This is open discussion at this point.
Well, I was only going to add that as a non-member of the group itself, I would never have supported the swimming pool option, even though in every survey and poll, and I think you reproduce some in your report, it's the most popular thing. But I just don't think I think such a proposal would be doomed to failure in the end, based on, based on where I think this town is and where I think it'll be. The operating costs annually, as you mentioned, would have been, I think, unsustainable for our town. With regard to the first option, I had been an initial proponent of some sort of a phased approach that would have seen perhaps an addition to the existing building, maybe a little later on, tear down part of the building, put on a new gym, then maybe later on replace the existing part of the building as a lower cost way of getting to sort of the option two situation. But I trust the committee's recommendations, and I know that you've given it a lot of thought, and ultimately it's perhaps easy for us to pass such a motion because we're not the ones that need to find the money. but in terms of the wisdom of retaining the existing facility or in part or building a new one, I'm pleased to support the motion because I know you've given it careful consideration.
Thank you. And I'm happy that because I do think the report gives the town council and the mayor enough information to move this forward in whatever direction they see fit. And once that happens, like I said, we'll see what the next step brings. Any further discussion? All right, I guess can we do a roll call vote, please? Gloria?
Mr. Stone?
Yes.
Commissioner Matheson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner
Blankus? Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, the next order, I'm not even sure if we need this, but I think we do, to consider an act on a motion to present this recommendation to the Montville Community Center Building Exploratory Committee to build the new community center without a natatorium at the Fair Oaks location to the town council. Details of this recommendation are contained in the document Community Center Exploratory Building Committee Report.
Commissioner Matheson makes a motion.
I second it.
Any discussion?
I just have a question. Is this option?
I'm going to go with option two.
Is we preferred option two?
No, it's not an option. It's in the day. We've accepted the committee's recommendation, and now this is just a motion for us to present it to the town council. That's what the intent is. Oh, option two.
We'll
leave that out?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, I'm sorry. The report outlines that option two is the committee's recommendation.
Yeah.
The report itself says that. I'm sorry. So that's not in either motion because the report, the last page of the report.
So as a committee, what do we recommend?
Option two.
The committee's intent, I believe, is to give all three options, but our preferred one is number two.
Yes. The committee, the building report presents all three options,
correct,
but it also specifically includes a recommendation.
Yes.
And the recommendation is the Montville Exploratory Building Committee recommends that option two be the plan of choice, as it will fulfill the indoor space needs of the recreation.
Reading Gloria's mind, okay?
But I don't know, I'm confused.
Page 5, you state.
So
I thought I had it covered.
Yeah, I guess
you did. Accepting the report accepts the recommendation, right?
Yes. It says it right that after considering all three, recommendation number two.
I would agree with John that accepting the report accepts the recommendation.
That's what I said.
The report, it says that
accepting the report, that's good enough. But the saying right in this motion at this moment, they don't have a say. The recommendation to the council is not.
You need to add in there that there were three options, and that the commission is recommending option 2.
But the report says that way. The report presents three options and recommends option 2.
Right. That's the same thing.
Just from my point of view, it just seems like you're giving them the report and then they're going to make the decision, which they're going to, but you're not clarifying what your point is in this motion that you want to. I mean, I know it's in the report, but, you know.
So you're looking to.
Stand as far
I think
as voting
I,
is concerned.
I can do this. Am I allowed to do
this? But we're looking just to put in the motion that we have option 2 is from us.
I'm at a loss. I think it's redundant. We've approved the report, and the report is specific that option 2 is the option that the building committee recommended. So if Morgan, you want to wordsmith something, but again, I think it's redundant. I think the report stands alone.
If you want to have option 2, all you do is you take.
Well, we can't. I thought we couldn't make any changes to anything because it's a special meeting. I mean, I'm comfortable with the motion as it stands because we're presenting the report, and the report says we recommend option 2.
The final page says exactly what
and then it doesn't matter because the town council and the mayor are going to do what you see fit. Right?
He goes through the options.
So we can't change this anyway. So I mean, I'm comfortable with, you know, we just basically approve this report, which outlines three options and information about all of them, and that we recommend option 2 is what we move forward with. And the second motion is just that we want to present that to the town council. I'm comfortable with moving forward with that. Does anybody, you have any?
Rocky, if you're going to be at the town council meeting, you can clarify any questions.
Yeah.
So,
sure. Yeah, because unfortunately, we can't change anything anyway, because it's a special meeting. So, all right, so any other discussion on the next motion? Can we get a roll call on it, please, Gloria?
Commissioner Scott?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Plankus?
Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, the next motion approved. Thank you. The next one is because, believe it or not, there's been, I think, three different building committees over the years, and I've never found any record that any of them have ever been terminated or shut down. So I don't know if we have to do this, but the next motion is to consider an act and a motion to disband the Montville Community Center Building Exploratory Committee.
Commissioner Mathewson makes a motion.
Second it.
Any discussion? Roll
job
call.
Done.
Vote on that, please.
You caught me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Communications.
Maybe a first.
don't have any communication. Remarks from the public.
No, I do have a comment.
Then I got to go because I think rain's coming. I want to say a couple words about assuming. About a year and a half ago, a Eagle Scout trying to be a Boy Scout trying to be an Eagle Scout, Tyler Lawton, wanted to build some walking trails behind the PD on town-owned property, and I was helping to do that, and I made the mistake of assuming where the town line was, or that the entire property was town property. The entire property that he wanted to build the trails on. And as it turns out, I was wrong and I assumed wrong. And you know the old word, what assumed means. Well, I'm guilty. And so anyways, we had to move the opening of the opening part of the trails, and it caused more work, but the intent was right, is my point. The intent, what he wanted to do, what I wanted to do was the proper thing to do, and it turned out good. So the intent was eventually the right thing to do, but we assumed and we made more work for ourselves. So now, about a year ago, in February, for years, people had thought about the property at Oxabox on 163 as a line of sight problem where the Parks and Rec facility is of Camp Oakdale. And there's been fatal accidents there. I was a witness to a fatal accident there. Not a witness, but I investigated. And there have been car crashes there, and there have been mishaps there. And everyone has always talked about that poor line of sight. Something needs to be done about it. So there's been some movement towards it a year ago, a year and a half ago. And everyone made the assumption that we should move forward with it, and that the assumption was that it was all state-owned property, or part of it was. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it was state-owned property on the corner, and in February of 23, Solid Waste, the Public Works Committee, had an discussion on it, and they're talking about a fence going around that area. And that the possibility of eliminating part of the embankment to improve the line of sight was being investigated, and a new fence would be erected. So no one had given a thought to the fact that it's Parks and Rec authority of that piece of property, and that they should have been involved in it. In March of 23, Parks and Rec, Public Works had another meeting, and the large pavilion was discussed, and it was said that the goal was to cut down the trees and clear the area to provide, that's not the right one. There was discussion on removing the, correcting the line of sight. And then on April 10th at the town council meeting, they talked about the fencing to be completed once the line of sight on 163 was improved. It was assumed, and I know this from John, it was assumed that the line of sight would be removing the hill. And in June of 23, it was talked about again at Public Works, where the project was placed on hold pending a final decision on the removal of the hill to improve the sight line. Still nothing talked about for Fox and Rec, and or where the state property line ended. So it went forward, and it was a slow process. In January of 24, at the Public Works subcommittee again, the part of the fence was installed, and the fence to be extended when the hill is removed. Again, nothing was talked about from Parks and Rec as being consulted or discussed. And I'm here to tell you that the assumption was made that it wasn't wasn't necessary, that the state owned part of it and that it didn't matter, but the intent was to improve the line of sight. As the intention was good, the assumption was that we covered all the bases, and we didn't. I'm just here to tell you that Parks and Rec should have been consulted somewhere along the line. I was part of the town council at the time, and nothing was done to further investigate it to make sure all the steps were covered, and they weren't. Now I take office as mayor, and I know the project is being considered, and we assumed that it was only going to cost $40,000. Well, it's $160,000. It's TAR money, okay? And the way the TAR money is used, it's the project is established, and it doesn't go anywhere for vote. It just, it's, as the finance director told me, it's part of a project. The bids are put out, which we did go to bid. There was three bids, the top one was over $212,000. So they take the low bid, and the project is going forward. And I'm just making you aware of it, which you should have been made aware of it from the very beginning when it was first thought of, that we should remove that line of sight problem and take out the whole hill. Again, the intent of the public works director was good, that he was trying to not only improve the line of sight, but he was trying to improve the Camp Oakdale appearance, because when it's done, it will be improved. And I just want to make you all aware of it, that as wrong as the assumption was, we're here, and I'm just making everybody aware of the whole thing.
I got a question. This is that screwy intersection here by the pavilion?
Yes.
Has there been any thought of bringing the road down to square up that intersection?
Well, again.
And then we can connect the rest of the pavilion with that parcel of land?
I've probably been thought about over the years, yes, and it was mentioned again tonight at the Public Works subcommittee meeting. But it still can be done.
Yeah.
It still can be done.
Make a regular four-way intersection.
And it probably was the right thing to do. But it wasn't. And had it been brought to the Parks and Rec Commission back then, maybe there would have been a backup plan to do. But it wasn't.
Yeah, because that would tie that parcel with the rest of the pavilion.
Yeah. It's debatable on whether or not that by cutting across that section, are we going to lose any parking area? Are we going to gain it elsewhere? That's a good question.
Yeah,
but
the road.
Still, by taking out that hill and still going through to make a four-way intersection, you're going to gain area by eliminating that hill.
Yeah. No, when I did the survey, I looked at that hill and I was like, just what is the purpose of that being there, kind of? Other than it has
as well, you know, I think that the sight line aspect of this is something that's quite important, I think, for anyone who's out at that stop sign and looking across. It's tough. I know someone who was in an accident there 2 years ago, they're passed away now, but not as a result of the accident. But I think that, you know, there might be some disagreement, I know I might, about the improvement that the loss of that kind of scenic amenity from, at least from the field perspective, looking out from the pavilion, would result in. I think it kind of presents a nice view block and mature trees in that last little corner of natural area on the site or something. I think that will be somewhat of a loss, albeit perhaps offset by a safety improvement, which, as I said, is important. You know, if this is a special meeting, so the commission can't tonight you know, formally approve this change to the park facility, which I think is our role, our responsibility under the town charter. We've been through this a few years ago, and so on. Those of us at the time came to understand that. But Len, if this were something that this commission were to, at least informally tonight, such as we're here, and then maybe, if necessary, to ratify it in the form of a formal motion later, in other words, to simply say that because we couldn't pass it tonight, we will do so later, as you know, as of tonight's date, let's say, if you see my point. If we at least were informally to understand and sort of with thanks for your explanation, but at the same time express concern at the effect and aesthetics and so forth that would result, would you be willing to commit on your part to work with the council to create some landscape improvements to that area that that in an overall sense, maybe some sort of a plan or a phased series of improvements could be something that would be a net win for everyone as a result of this? Don't know where the money would come from, Len, but that's the story with everything.
When you say some site improvements.
Well, I recall that some of us on this commission going back a number of years had started working with the former, or talking to the former public works director. We thought that that area of the park could stand some improved landscaping and, you know, physical appearance. You know, other than this one corner, you have a pavilion, you have a bathroom that's sort of a cube next to the road, and that's really all. And you know, it's not much of a park. It's what we have, but it is an area, as I noted earlier, people rent that pavilion for family events, bridal purposes, reunions, all kinds of things. Where being part of a nice natural park is nice. I recommend you take a look, if you never have, at the Colchester Recreational Complex, where there's a nice pavilion, nice ball fields and things, but an amount of trees and shade and so forth as well. So anyway, a few years ago, some of us approached the former public works director about maybe as part of the planning process that under the charter we're supposed to undertake when it comes to maintenance of the parks and so forth, that there be room in his budget found, in the public works budget found, for a landscape improvement plan. So that, you know, and this could include anything from hardscape walkways to improve the ability of older people or handicapped people to get around, to an actual handicapped parking area that, you know, was defined, and also some natural shade and trees and so forth that could be implemented over time as budget allowed. And we never got anywhere with the former public works director. A lot of, you know, sort of lip service, but no real progress, as I think Kate will recall. And, of course, in the ensuing COVID era and so forth, maybe that wall sort of was dropped a little bit. I did think it was something that we might at some point work with the current director on. But it's still a matter of where's the money going to come from and who's going to follow through to make sure this happens when the experience is there hasn't been anything like that. And so I'm wondering if you, I mean, you know, you're the mayor. I know you don't call the shots on the council, but, you know, you have some influence. And so when it, you know, would there be a willingness on your part to say, okay, as you've come in and you said some mistakes were made in this process, there should have been some approval by this commission, and, you know, I think we understand assuming and so forth. I think we do, Len. But I'd like to see that area made better, and that area continue to be improved beyond any initial improvement. And so I'm wondering if this is something that we find a way to be okay with, that you know, you would help us to get to the point of the landscape amenities and improvements and access improvements that we'd like to see there.
I agree with that. I agree 100%, and I think that we can definitely make some improvements to the appearance by landscaping. And I'll be honest with you, just to show you we're on the same page, I've had visions of moving because that's the geographical center of town, I've had thoughts of that being our park, our Colchester green,
that's
town green.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Of our World War One and Two and Korean monuments being brought up there. I know it's probably just an imaginatory trip, but a thought.
You got a dream.
A dream. But the point is that, yes, that Camp Oakdale can be the town green, and it can be improved.
Well, if you don't dream about it, you don't have a dream. You don't get anything.
Absolutely, but what it needs is a plan. Yeah. It needs a commitment to making that happen. A few years ago, there was a small group that sort of arose. There were a couple of members of this commission, but it wasn't anything, you know, formally on the part of this commission. But it was sort of a town green study group, people saying we ought to have a town green. And some of their ideas were impractical. Let's buy the drive-in property for that purpose and so on. But one of their ideas was Camp Oakdale, the center area where the pavilion is, where the, there are all kinds of possibilities, Len, but we need to start somewhere, and I'm really happy to hear what I think is a commitment to beginning that process.
I agree with you, and I think that between my office and the commission that we can come up with a plan to improve it and make something that the town, you know, we're talking about that water tank as an image of this town, the way it stands right now. So there is a committee, a group of people that are going to change that. And we're going to form some fundraising, and we're going to fix that tank up to make it something that we can be proud of, and we can do the same thing with Camp Oakdale.
I think we can, Len, and I know that folks on the council, like Commissioner Southard, would give you the necessary support. And I look forward to hearing what you might come up with.
May I interrupt? Can we? Let's move on.
So,
thank Lenny. I appreciate you coming and getting us up to date on how we got to where we're at. And if this needs further discussion by this commission, we can add it to our agenda next month.
I would recommend that.
Okay.
Green starting at 11.
All right, I gotta run. Thank you, Lenny.
Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
So just to kind of piggyback off of this, I did speak with somebody from the Beautification and Garden Committee. That was one thing that you tasked me with at the last meeting. And, you know, I know that we have some little spaces, things like entrances to places that we want beautified, and they are very willing to help. They're looking for projects. We would just have to fund all of the plantings and anything that they did, obviously. We would, or Public Works, I don't know where that money would come from, but that's what I was told. I want to mention that John is said to give him the updated list when we have it for improvements at all of our parks areas. I want to mention the recital. I went Friday night with Rocky, with Commissioner Stone, and it was excellent. Those girls and boys really danced their hearts out, and it was to see all those kids on the stage at the end, you really see how big that program is. It's huge, and it was wonderful. And lastly, I know that it's early. It's still only June, technically, but I'm seeing things about trick or trunk already out there, believe it or not. And I just want to plant the seed, because if we want to get food trucks, there is a big food truck festival that same weekend that we would usually have it. So if that might be something that you want to have on the agenda, we're setting dates for that, or however you do it, just set the dates for it so we could start.
October 26th.
All right, then. Okay.
it's the Saturday before.
Right. I know it's always the Saturday before, but.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. Thanks.
You can ask all your food trucks that are at Farmer's Market.
Right. That's
Market.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kate. A remark from Recreation Director Bushway.
I guess the only comment I would maybe pose to Public Works or the council is if that work being done on 163 Oxabaxo Dam Road, if any of that property is state-owned, there's a source of funding there as well.
It's about 5% of the hill it's owned by.
Oh, it is only 5%? Darn.
Well, then we get 5% of the budget.
I was going to say, that's a few bushes.
Pretty much the line of where the fence used to be.
Yeah.
That's
the
highway line.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was going to be more, but as far as screening that area, if the road remains where it is now, by taking the hill down and some of those trees, if they were planted some, not mature trees, obviously, but more maybe dwarf bushes, so that you don't see the cars. Of course, it's set back, but the fence
except
is going to go
line.
To the corner, but at least you would have screening of the fence and the vehicles that are stopping at that location. You know, maybe some junipers or something like that. I don't like junipers myself, but they do grow quickly and screen a lot.
And the deer love them.
Yeah. So true. That's all I got.
Okay. Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Chase?
Well, to carry on the same theme, I understand, and it's been pointed out to me that there is someone right within the town, an engineer's office, that has experience in landscape design that we might be able to rely on, or the council might be able to rely on without going out to bid for services and all that sort of thing, which would be helpful. But I'm encouraged by the mayor's remarks. I mean, it's obvious that some sort of a oversight was made here, but the explanation is I think well placed. On the other hand, I look forward to the enthusiasm that was evident among some in the discussion a few minutes ago about making some improvements to that area consistent with a plan, and supporting that. And hey, let's face it, if Public Works can creatively find or at least be able to spend $160,000 taking down the hill, and a fraction of that money ought to be able to be found somewhere to make a start in the right direction. Thanks to all the commissioners for taking their role seriously in matters like this in respect to oversight for the parks.
Can we offer an invitation for the mayor to come back and finish that discussion?
That's a great idea.
Because he was a little time constrained, so, you know, but.
I'm not actually sure what you mean.
The mayor presented an idea. Now, due to his time constraints, he couldn't elaborate that much on it.
Oh.
Can we invite him back to go further into what he's thinking?
So, I don't know if I think many of us look at the New London Day, like Waterford hired a professional architect to lay out their new what was that? What's that pond they have up behind the town hall there?
Duck pond.
Yeah, they formed a committee. I mean, that's we've ran into this on the building committee. Exploratory committee is that we don't have all the expertise that you need, but to answer your question, yes, we can always. I don't know how we would do that. Can we do something like that just during the?
Yeah, we got somebody who has his ear.
Excuse me.
Well, I can't say yes or no.
We can put it as a subject, but really, those aren't really supposed to be open discussions back and forth.
No.
During the course of a meeting.
No,
so
but,
I'm trying to figure out how do
I
we do that.
I think that you should invite the Director of Public Works.
Maybe both. I find that the mayor in particular, based on other meetings that I attend from time to time, seems very willing to give of his time in the evening like this. But if we put it out to him, see what his schedule would allow, whether it be our next meeting or the following or whenever, Director of Public Works is a good idea too. But
or should it be a subcommittee have those discussions rather than,
you know, why don't we see what plays out, and you know, if
I think just invite them back and have them both come in and we'll talk to them, and they must, if it went out to bid, they got to have some kind of specs or something to show us a little more of what the plan is. Like, he didn't have time to get in depth, but bring some more information back. And
he's got some forward thinking going
right
here too.
So yeah, I think it's a great idea that we invite the Public Works Director and the mayor back for a little presentation, I guess.
Well, or a discussion. It seems to me that the only way, like with other things that we've seen, you know, the only way that momentum develops is that if we keep after them.
Right.
And I think these are good ideas.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. William.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
Morgan?
I'm good.
You're good. I appreciate the mayor coming and talking to us tonight and giving a little background on this. I know Commissioner Chase expressed some concerns to me over the last day or so about this taking place without our authority. I personally, was aware this was going on because it's in the public record. I attended a meeting or two that did have this on there. Commissioner Chase, I think you alluded that maybe I should have said something to everybody on this commission about it. I apologize if you don't think I...
That's probably a harsh read of or reflection of
yeah, that's what I got out of it. But
Rocky, I was surprised because having attended a couple of those public works meetings a long while back, it was clear at the time that something different was being talked about. And so I think, you know, there were a number of assumptions made, and, you know, in the spirit that the mayor's displayed, let's move forward.
Yeah, and again, I personally don't really think that this had to be brought to this commission. That's my opinion. I personally was more concerned when this commission got stripped of its authority on Horton Cove. That was a clear, to me, it's black and white in the charter that's our jurisdiction. It would have been nice to see people standing up and banging their fists on the table about that. That bothers me to this day. To me, that's a slap in the face that we weren't doing our job in that facility. I saw no reason for it. Nobody came and talked to us about that. To me, that's a bigger, egregious, overstepping of bounds than the hill. To me, it is on parkland, but they to me have a little discretion as whether they mow a spot or they reseed a spot or they have to regrade a spot to keep the field maintenance in a certain area. Again, Lenny did indicate that he apologized, for not coming to us. We can move forward, like you said. I also, as far as the dance program, I was there. That was a very, very entertaining night. They did a wonderful job and made a lot of kids and parents happy. So, that's all I have. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
7:57.
John's covered it.
Yes. I was first. John.
What's that?
Second.